the three R's. Brother Andy.
Thank you, Brother Michael. Now, quite a few of us in this room grew up in an era when the important or basic parts of the educational system consisted of the three R's, namely reading, writing, and arithmetic. And, of course, you've got to use a little bit of writer's license to make that work. But, anyway, if you learn how to read, you could pick up any book and learn things about any topic you might choose. You could transport yourself to any corner of the globe and learn how people there lived and thought. The written word opened up countless new worlds. And in the Bible, it presented God's truth. As we learn to read, we also learn to write from what we read. And this allowed us to express ourselves in many different ways. Now, the skills of reading and writing helped us in part to learn arithmetic in school, because all instructions in this subject were written. And without math, we were at a great disadvantage in our world at that time. Now, if you mastered these three basics, you most likely could be successful in whatever career you might choose. Or, at least they would be a stepping stone to other subjects, which might enable you to aspire to positions of greater responsibility. Now, don't get me wrong. I know many people who have become great leaders and business persons with a basic education. And we all know that we would have a much less desirable society without those who spent many long years in school so that they could be a benefit to their fellow man. The scriptures tell us this when they talk about the different parts of the body and how each is essential in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 28. And we too, as students of the Bible, have the three R's. We have the ransom, the resurrection, and the restitution, in that order. The three basic foundational truths of the Bible. And we'd like to spend the remaining time we have left saying a few things about each. The ransom we read about in the scriptures was paid on our behalf by the Lord Jesus. Psalms 49 and 7 states, "None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him." And to add to this, some Hebrew manuscripts read, "No one can redeem the life of another." So this ransom was paid once by one perfect man. 1 Timothy 2, verses 4, 5, and 6, we read, "Who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth? For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity. The man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone." Both Peter and Paul said that God wants everyone to be saved. We read this in 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for our sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Now, this does not mean that all will be saved. The Bible makes it clear that many reject Christ. However, that is not God's wish. So God is taking his time, He is not on our timetable, but on his own. Also, God's love has a universal scope. It is not directed only to people of one race, one sex, or one national background or religion. God loves the whole world and sent his Son to pay the ransom price for Adam's sin. No one is outside God's mercy or beyond the reach of his offer of salvation. The facts remain. We human beings are separated from God by sin. And we need a Savior. Only one person in the universe is our mediator and can stand between us and God. That person is Jesus. The resurrection has always had and still has its scoffers. Acts 4, verses 2 and 3, we read, "These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. They arrested them, and since it was already evening, put them in jail until morning." Peter and John had spoken to the people during the afternoon, prayer time. And the Sadducees were understandably disturbed because they did not believe in the resurrection. Peter and John threatened their authority as religious leaders. Acts 24 and 15, Apostle Paul said, "I have the same hope in God that these men have, that he will raise both the righteous and unrighteous." Paul said these words when he was accused before the Roman governor Felix. In John 5 and 28 we read, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice." And this is a very interesting scripture. The scripture uses the word all. It doesn't say some, or certain ones, or those who were faithful. It says all. It also mentions the dead in their graves. And has there been anyone who has escaped death, starting with Adam? John 11 and 25 says, "Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying." Jesus was speaking to Martha. He was consoling her in the death of Lazarus, but he was also promising her that Lazarus would be resurrected. Martha, in verse 24, showed her faith in the resurrection when she said, "Yes, he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day." Restitution, sometimes referred to as restoration, is mentioned in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 21. And we will start reading at verse 19. "Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets." Now it's hard to imagine a world that has been restored to perfection, because we have never experienced such a world. Everything around us, no matter how nice some of it is still lacking in one way or another. So we have to imagine. Imagine a world that has a temperate climate where furnaces and air conditioners will not be necessary. Imagine perfect growing conditions that will yield an abundance of food for each and every human being. Imagine perfect health and everlasting life with no worries about some physical or mental ailment that might cut that life short. Imagine all of resurrected mankind with a perfect understanding, living in perfect harmony, enjoying a perfect knowledge of the truth found in the scriptures. These are all things that we can only imagine. Because since the downfall of Adam, mankind has been subject to sin, imperfection, toiling by the sweat of the brow, discord, hate, poor health, and always death and Satan's influence. In closing, these things that we are imagining had been prophesied by the holy prophets of old, as mentioned in verse 21 that we just read. This is the time when God will bring the final restoration of all things. And the whole world will be given that peace and rest that we all desire. Amen.